Well, from energy to the environment more broadly, the South Australian government is calling on Prime Minister Scott Morrison to sit down with state and territory ministers to discuss the findings of South Australia's Royal Commission into the Murray-Darling Plan. Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studios. Michelle, good morning.
Hi, Fran.
We've been speaking about the South Australian Royal Commission report this morning. We spoke to the council assisting earlier, Richard Beasley. We're going to be joined by the head of the Murray-Darling Plant Authority in a moment. But Michelle, this was a damning report from the Royal Commission. It coincides, of course, with those horrific fish kills in the Murray-Darling River system. Is there pressure on federal and state governments now, at the heart of this, to be doing something, to at least call an emergency COAG meeting? We need some action.
Yes, I do think we need some action, but it's a bad time, of course, of the political cycle, because we've got a federal election, a New South Wales election coming up. This is what the political scientists would call a wicked problem. There are different interests between different states, and there are different interests between different stakeholders in the sense of the environmental pressures and the pressures from the irrigators. So I think that it's one thing to identify the problems, but it's another thing to get a better outcome. But things need to be done both at an administrative level and a political level. The whole question is political will and working out these conflicting interests.
Yeah, as you say, a wicked problem. There are so many interests, critical interests along the river. Julie Bishop today, Michelle, I just mentioned this to Angus Taylor, is going to address the Australia Chamber of Commerce in Hong Kong today in a broad-ranging address. But in it, she will, as I understand it, advocate for bipartisan policy on climate change and say our party is divided on the issue. She says, I don't see a solution to the current impasse. What do you make of Julie Bishop's decision to voice those concerns in Hong Kong?
I think she's calling out the bad situation in the Liberal Party. This is a policy area, talking about wicked problems. This is a policy area that's vexed the Liberal Party, of course, for a decade. There's still no resolution in sight.
I suppose, Michelle, sorry to interrupt, but is it helpful to her party if she's doing this at the same time we have all these independents standing up and challenging ministers saying, we're going to take you on climate policy?
Well, it's not particularly helpful, but the thing is that the Liberals at some point are going to have to resolve their differences in this area, and I think that they're going to have to resolve them in the direction that Julie Bishop is pointing in, that we do need a bipartisan policy, but we're unlikely to get one while the Liberals are so divided, and the people who are critical of more action on climate policy have such a sway.
And Michelle, looking forward to Monday when we'll get the report from the Banking Royal Commission, Monday afternoon. The Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, has indicated the government is in principle likely to adopt all the recommendations. The Prime Minister has already urged caution, though, on bank reforms. And Chris Bowen says Labor's the only party that can restore trust in the banking sector. What do you think about the risk of politics driving banking reform in the wake of this?
I think that the government will be very anxious to get this issue off the agenda. It doesn't want it being too prominent at the election. So I think it will take a positive attitude, obviously, to these reforms. From everything we've seen from this Royal Commission, I would expect the reforms to be sensible and moderate proposals that the Royal Commission would take into account the need to preserve stability in the system, not to spook the horses, and that there'll be a lot of emphasis on better implementing the controls and the regulations which are in the system. Problem has been that they haven't been implemented adequately enough, that the watchdogs haven't been using their teeth enough.
And want to make sure, though, it doesn't suppress lending too much, I suppose, too. Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is the Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University.